This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, a very good morning to you. I'm here to tell you, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but I'm going to tell you something that's doomed to fail from the start. It'll be fun one time, maybe two times, but it ain't going to last. USFL, and they're going to have a Pittsburgh Maulers team, right? The Pittsburgh Maulers. But they're not going to be in Pittsburgh, and they're not really going to maul anyone. It's going to be a centrally located league that involves the Philadelphia Stars, the New Jersey Generals, the Michigan Panthers, the Birmingham Stallions, ain't no ham like the Birmingham, the Houston Gamblers, the New Orleans Breakers, and the Tampa Bay Bandits, but none of those people will be playing in Philadelphia or New Jersey or Michigan or New Orleans or Tampa or any of those locales. They'll all be centrally located. It's being speculated a place like Birmingham, Alabama. Again, ain't no ham like the Birmingham. Yeah. So that is going to happen, and it's spring football again. This will go the way like the AAF, like the XFL, no matter what high-dollar person is behind it. And in this case, Fox is going to be behind it. They'll put it on for a year. There'll be cast-offs from the NFL. And I don't mean to rain on your otherwise beautiful, sunshiny Tuesday here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. No matter what football league you start, even if you're not trying to, you're competing with the National Football League. And you're competing with the saturation of the National Football League. And you're competing even in the offseason with the National Football League because it has become a lifestyle. They have their own network. They have their own 24/7 news cycle. They have their own 365 news cycle. They have their own channel. You're just not going to do it. It'll be cool for a year. It'll frizzle.
Even if you focus on the down portion of the schedule for the NFL, which is really post-Super Bowl, all the way up through the draft, really, right? Which is when these spring football leagues try to play. You're fighting against what then becomes, as we've seen in the last couple of years, like you pointed out with the XFL and the AAF, you're fighting against the spring. And in the spring, people don't want to be inside watching football. In the fall and winter, it's right, it's passage, it's ritual. For us, we sit inside and we watch football. We gather with friends and family and we watch football. In the spring, once the weather starts to turn nice, which it does even earlier down south, you want to get outside. You want to watch maybe a spring training baseball game, maybe college basketball as it rapidly accelerates towards the tournament.
Stanley Cup playoffs. There's a lot there.
Your kids start getting involved in outdoor sports again, maybe if they didn't do anything all winter. All this stuff starts to happen. Life starts to bloom, right? Spring anew. All that stuff, you don't want to sit inside and watch minor league football.
Right.
Now, they may have a little bit better of an opportunity to make a few bucks while they exist had they actually put these teams in the cities that they're naming them after. I don't get the idea of doing this and having them all played in one spot. I mean, I understand the cost effectiveness, right? The savings there. But I'm not going to identify with the Pittsburgh Maulers any more or less. And maybe I will because, like, I have nostalgia for it, right? I remember being a little kid and the Pittsburgh Maulers being a thing. But if you're under the age of 40, you don't have any nostalgia for the USFL and these names and logos.
No, you have nostalgia because here's why. Because generally locally owned places that are T-shirt shops probably printed up a shirt and you thought it was cool and you wore them.
Oh, I bought a Maulers shirt a couple months ago because it's the Maulers, right? And it is. It's nostalgia. I didn't buy it because I thought there was going to be a new Maulers team.
Or because Mike Rozier, you had an affinity for him, or an old story that Ron Cook told, or the DeBartolos, or Ed Bouchette told about going to the first game, or anything of the such. There's none of that. There's just this. I don't want to rain on their parade. I just don't. But how many of these things, I don't want to say are doomed to fail, but how many did fail before the people that start them realize they're a bad idea? It's like, I don't know. It's like, okay, we all walk down into that desert without a water bottle, and nobody came walking back out. I'm going to be the guy that goes down there, and I'm going to be the guy that walks back out. But a bunch of them walked down there, single file, year after year, and never walked back out. Where do you think they went? They probably died. But, okay, but I'm going to be the one that bucks the trend. Well, I don't know.
Good luck.
Maybe you should take some water with you. No, I'm good. I promise. I'm going to do it the same way.
Here's a question. I love the analogy.
But how are they different?
What's water for them? Like, to continue this analogy, what would give them
there
a chance of surviving?
None.
Like, there's got to be something, and it's why they keep doing it. It's why Danny Garcia and The Rock want to do the XFL, and Doug's going to be working for them, right? They think they've got something.
The NFL owns all the water.
So there's no water left.
No.
Not even a drop.
No, because here's why. Some think, well, it's guys like Johnny Manziel or castoffs that are big names. Not Johnny Manziel in that case, but people like that can't get in the NFL. Colin Kaepernick, employ him and people watch. They might watch one game or big name. This other league had coaches that coached in Super Bowls, right?
Oh, yeah.
Mike Martz or whatever.
Fossil, I think, coached one of the teams in the XFL.
Okay, it can be a springboard. They had that. The kid from Wilkinsburg that went to West Virginia, mm-hmm. Kenny Robinson, he did that.
He's back in the league and making plays now.
Right. Did that compel people to watch or keep it afloat? So the things that they told you it was going to do, in some regards, they did. But then they still all folded. So you follow what I'm saying?
No, I know what you're saying. I'm just wondering,
so
again,
what is the design that makes it solvent?
This is what sends people back into the desert. They believe there's water out there.
Well, and Roger Goodell just stands at the top of that hill with his arms crossed and goes, okay, we own all the water.
There's got to be a drop out there somewhere, right? We agree that spring football does not work.
I applaud the hell out of you for your efforts in trying to find it, but... And you're the one, too, when we talked about the XFL in the past. I remember the day we did it, you had an outline of all the positives that it could do.
I
just gave you those ones.
Yeah.
And they delivered on those. And they all still went under.
Right.
And the AAF. So you answer your own question for me.
Where's the water? I don't know.
What is it?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think it's in the spring, to answer your question. I don't think it's competing against the NFL, but if you go to the fall, you compete against the NFL, so you're screwed. So you try the spring, and again, you're dead by late March because the weather has turned at that point in much of the country, if not most of the country, and people don't want to sit inside and watch football.
Right, and the NFL already has a built-in minor league system, so it doesn't.
You know what the water is?
A free one.
You know where they need to go to get the water?
Europe.
And this has always been the plan. Well, that's an idea, but they need to go to the NFL and ask Roger Goodell for some of his water. And that's the plan with each and every one of these minor league spring football things.
Why would I pay you when I'm getting it free from Tuscaloosa and Gainesville and, you know, all these different places in Columbus, Ohio and Ann Arbor and State College?
So
why am I paying you when I get it free from
them? If the water is in the SEC, then, to continue our analogy, do you start to try and poach kids if you're the XFL or the USFL or whatever, before they're draft eligible?
No, because now there's name, image, likeness, and they can make just as much and get all the glory of a town like that and be the king of Auburn, Alabama.
I'm caving. I'm spelunking here. I'm trying to find the water.
It's a noble endeavor we just went on, but we can't find it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.